When you're faced with a problem, work should begin really immediately on solving it. Simple philosophy and reality of life, which too many want to get in the way of when it comes to gun violence. While individual states have taken steps to protect the safety of their people, while also protecting the Second Amendment, other states, they just don't see the need for this. On a national level, we're once again watching as many in Congress are only barely interested in doing as little as they have to. With us now to discuss the ongoing debate about gun violence, what's being considered in Washington, how New Jersey is among the leading states in preventing gun violence, is the executive director of the Coalition for Peace Action and Peace Action Education Fund, whose campaigns include Ceasefire New Jersey, Reverend Robert Moore. Thank you so much for being here today, Reverend Moore.
My pleasure.
Learn more about everything under the umbrella of the Coalition for Peace Action. It's peacecoalition.org. Just to lay the foundation for the person listening right now, Reverend, if the shooter in Uvalde, Texas, attempted to buy two AR-15s, 375 rounds of ammunition here in New Jersey, how far would he have gotten?
Nowhere. Assault weapons have been banned for sale here in New Jersey since 1991, and I'm proud that our organization and our Ceasefire New Jersey project were instrumental in preventing the NRA's efforts to rescind it in 1993. So it's been in place a long time. We also limit high-capacity ammunition magazines. 10 bullets is plenty for any, safe, peaceful use of a gun. So for that matter, the shooter in Buffalo, New York, also, tragically, New York wasn't advanced enough to have their own assault weapons ban. So that shooter would have also not been able to buy his weapons if he had tried to in New Jersey.
Now, while it's great that New Jersey has the level of law enforcement and laws about, and just as a good example, too, just over the past week, we had a case in central, another case in southern New Jersey, where first a student, then a parent, separate incidences, made terroristic threats of shooting up a school. They both were arrested.
Yes, and we have a very strong law that was passed in 2018. We helped pass it and became effective on January 1st of 2019. And that law is called an extreme risk protection order. Some people call them red flag laws for short. And that has been used so far nearly 1,000 times here in New Jersey. And what happens is a family member or law enforcement sees that somebody is a threat to themselves or others, and they can go petition a judge to have weapons removed from that person as an immediate thing. And so one of the 1,000 examples was about a young man here in Princeton. You don't normally think of that as a place that a potential mass shooter might be residing, but this young man had made a threat on Facebook after the law was in effect to do a mass shooting at the Walmart in Hamilton, New Jersey. And the law enforcement saw it and went to the judge, and the judge said, yes, I authorize you to remove the guns from that person's possession. And they went in, and he had a huge arsenal of guns. So I think there's a good deal of confidence that this law has, in fact, prevented a mass shooting already here in New Jersey.
And as I was going on to say, this is all great for New Jersey. The problem, though, is we have surrounding states that are not so efficient and effective with laws, to the point where, this is according to the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, between 2019 and 2021, 83% of the 7,411 New Jersey crime guns for its law enforcement could ID a source, they came from outside New Jersey.
Yes, that is a big problem, is that our states are safer because you're at least making it less convenient for somebody to try to illegally get a gun or get something that they shouldn't have. So they can get them in neighboring states, and Pennsylvania has notoriously weak laws, not quite as bad as some of the southern states, but still quite weak. And so those crime guns are coming from various places out of state, and you know, we don't have a way of really stopping them. We track them. We try to prevent them to the degree possible. But we still have a much lower rate of gun violence than most states. We have the second what's considered the second strongest gun safety laws in the country, and as a result, we have the third lowest per capita rate of gun violence.
It's 5 per 100,000 in New Jersey versus, just as an example, in Pennsylvania, it's almost 13 per 100,000.
Exactly. So it's nearly three times as much in Pennsylvania. So there is a strong correlation. And it's true that somebody could bring in a gun from elsewhere or get it from elsewhere outside of New Jersey, but it still helps to a significant degree. We obviously would like national laws to be passed like that ERPO law, the red flag law, and the U.S. House of Representatives just passed that in the last day or two. Unfortunately, it's unlikely to get approved in the U.S. Senate.
This is true. We're talking with Reverend Robert Moore, who is Executive Director of the Coalition for Peace Action and Peace Action Education Fund. Their campaigns include Ceasefire in New Jersey. You can learn more about all of their work and projects at peacecoalition.org, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Certainly, Reverend, if there was uniformity in gun laws, we wouldn't have a problem just like we're having and seeing right now with New Jersey being safe, Pennsylvania being, in effect, a threat to New Jersey because of how open they are with their gun laws. And as you said, too, what's passed in the House pretty much is a DOA when it comes to the Senate. However, the Senate seems open to red flag laws, only to a lighter degree. They're not going to order it. They're going to, I guess, their choice of words, encourage states to join the 19. And I heard Mitch McConnell say he's open to discussion about 21-year-olds for semi-automatics, but we've seen McConnell pull the rug out from under his own support in the past, so I don't put a lot of faith in that.
Yeah, exactly. And even when President Trump was in office after the Parkland, Florida mass school shooting, he at first was quite interested in these red flag laws because it's just common sense. If somebody is in danger of using those weapons to kill a lot of people, then law enforcement ought to be authorized. You know, you still go through a process and they ought to be able to get authorized to go in and remove the guns before they can be used. But yes, the United States as a country is very backward compared to other developed countries in the world. In fact, the rate of gun violence in America is 25 times higher than it is in the rest of the developed world. So we are an outlier. It's shameful. The U.S. Senate needs to get off its duff and do what needs to be done. And they keep dangling these things and then not following through on them whenever the NRA comes and tries to push back on it. But we have shown here in New Jersey that the NRA can be defeated. And it was a nearly miraculous defeat when we prevented them from rescinding New Jersey's assault weapons ban.
New York Times got together a bunch of policy analysts, and they came to a discovery regarding if the key gun proposals that are now being pondered by Congress had been law since 1999, they found four gunmen younger than 21 would have been blocked from legally buying the rifles they used in mass shootings. At least four other assailants would have been subject to a required background check instead of slipping through the Charleston loophole. They believe 10 might have been unable to steal their weapons because of safer gun storage rules that are being talked about. 20 might not have been able to legally purchase large-capacity magazines. Altogether, four measures that are currently being pondered by the Congress would have changed the course of at least 35 mass shootings, saved a combined 446 lives of people.
Exactly. And then in terms of the larger picture of day-to-day gun violence, a similar study showed that instead of 45,000 deaths last year by guns, which is what we had in 2021, it would have been 30,000. 15,000 lives could be saved if we had the same kind of sensible gun violence prevention measures that much of the rest of the developed world has.
Is the answer really as simple as the person listening right now just following the lead of the NRA, get in the ear of your elected representative and tell them to follow the truth, follow the facts, follow the reality, not the politics?
It absolutely gets results, and we have so far under Governor Murphy, passed 14 new gun safety laws, and the NRA was against all of them. So they can be beaten. We just have to do our part. The problem is, when I hear from legislators, often they say, my phone's ringing off, and it's from NRA members that are calling to protest these things. We need to outweigh that. And we can. I mean, I remember when we helped preserve New Jersey's assault weapons ban, our state legislator at the time, our state senator, was an NRA member, and they said they were surprised he voted to keep the ban. A local paper asked him, and he said, well, I got 1,000 phone calls, and 90% of them said keep the ban. That's how you beat the NRA, right there. We make democracy work the way it's supposed to work.
And for you listening, just to give you an idea what the other side is thinking about, you have Assembly Minority Leader John DeMaio, who wants to legalize cop killer bullets.
Right.
You have Senator Ed Doerr, who wants to allow high-capacity ammo magazines, as well as repeal the state's red flag laws, which obviously, when you look at the tragedies, one after another after another, when do those concepts become applicable right ideas? Right. They don't.
So exactly, exactly. And I think we can stand up to them. And Governor Murphy said, bring it on, essentially, quite recently. He's fine with those coming to a vote. He doesn't want to suppress them. But when they do come up for debate and vote, then we, the people, need to exercise our majority. We have a large majority on almost all these things that are common sense gun safety laws. So we need to get off our duffs, the people that want to preserve life and make us safer, and do something. We need to be in touch with our elected representatives.
He is the executive director of the Coalition for Peace Action and Peace Action Education Fund. Their campaigns include Ceasefire in New Jersey. On the web, it's peacecoalition.org. Reverend Robert Moore, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for letting me chat with you.